Amen. Romans chapter 16. And we take up our study of last Sabbath morning and look again at the words of verses 1 and 2 of Romans 16. And Paul says to the believers at Rome, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as become of saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Just to refresh our minds, last Sabbath morning we considered Phoebe and discovered that she was indeed a distinguished servant of the Lord. Paul said, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. We considered Phoebe the person, noting her name belonged to a Greek goddess, the moon goddess of the Greeks. And we discovered that name could be applied to her life. For as the moon receives its light from the sun, so Phoebe most certainly received her light from the sun of righteousness. Told us something about her nature. As the name Phoebe means bright, so Phoebe certainly was a bright Christian. We noted also not only her person, but her posture. To the believers at Rome, said, I commend unto you Phoebe. Her commands told us something about her stand. Because the word not only means approve, but it also means to stand with her, to place together. And Paul was commending this woman to the church there at Rome, and saying that and shoulder to shoulder with you. And whether things are going well for you or they're going against you, you can be sure Phoebe will be there. Whether the work is small or large, nevertheless, Phoebe will stand with you. If you're going through lean times or indeed times of prosperity, whether you be few or many, Paul was saying Phoebe will stand with you. Told us something about her posture. Not only her stand, Paul referred to her as a sister. She was a member of the family. The Lord Jesus, being her elder brother and being our elder brother and Savior, so we are brothers and sisters in the Lord's family. Just as Phoebe was, and remember, the church at Rome had never met Phoebe. And so Paul is introducing her to the believers. And he's saying, she is our sister. And so treat her as a sister in the Lord. We noted also her position. As Paul introduced Phoebe to the saints at Rome, he didn't talk about Phoebe being some kind of professor, theologian, or a successful businesswoman. She could have been all of these things. But instead, Paul introduced her as Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant. An honored position. A servant, and a servant in the church at Cenchrea. Whatever else she was, and we know she was a businesswoman, but whatever else she was, first and foremost, she was a servant of the Lord in the church there at Cenchrea. Now this church may not have been a very large church. As we said, it was one of the ports there of the city of Corinth. And there was Phoebe serving the Lord in a small work, overshadowed by the greater work in Corinth. But it didn't matter to Phoebe. It was a small work. And this is the only time the church in Cenchrea, well, here in one other place, that the church in Cenchrea is mentioned. So it wasn't a very large church, and in the eyes of many it may not have been seen as a very important church, but it was to Phoebe. For we are told that she was a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. And that's where Phoebe served the Lord. We noted also that the word servant may be rendered deaconess. And so Phoebe was a deaconess in the church there at Cenchrea. It had a very different meaning in Paul's day than it does today in some circles. And this woman did not hold any high position or appointed position, as we will see. But she served the Lord. That's how she served the Lord. She wasn't a preacher or a prophetess. The work to do in the church in Cenchrea, and she fulfilled that work. And she served the Lord there. We noted also her place indeed was the place called Cenchrea. Now that leads us to consider today Phoebe. Already noted that she was a distinguished servant of the Lord. And here we see that she was a deserving servant of the Lord. The apostle calls upon the church that's in Cenchrea to receive in the Lord. And that's indicating to us that she deserved to be received among the saints there at Rome. And here he deals with her acceptance. For he says that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many. That is, many in the church in Cenchrea. And Paul goes on to say, and indeed of myself also. But Paul says, I want you to accept her. He had called upon them to receive her as they would receive a sister in the Lord. He called upon them to receive her as they would a servant of the Lord. He called upon them to receive her as a saint of the Lord. For he said, receive her in the Lord. So they were to receive Phoebe as they would receive the Lord himself. They were to receive her, as it were, with open arms. They were to receive her with warmth and willingness and with Christian love. Receive her in the Lord. The same word is used in Luke 15 and verse 2. Referring to the Lord Jesus himself. For in Luke 15 and verse 2, we read there that Christ receiveth sinners. It's the same word. And so you can see how Paul applies and uses this word. A word that is used to describe the way Christ received sinners, indeed, the way that Christ received us. And dear Christian, as Christ received us, that's how the church at Rome was to receive Phoebe. And indeed how we ought to receive our brethren and sisters in Christ. We are to receive our brethren and sisters as Christ received us. How did he receive us? He received us willingly and openly and lovingly and savingly. And Paul calls upon the believers to receive Phoebe this way. Again, keep it in your mind. They'd never met Phoebe before. She was a stranger to them. But Paul says, receive her as a sister. Receive her as a woman who has been a succorer of many and of me also. Receive her as the Lord received you. Indeed, Paul uses the same word in Philippians 2 and verse 9, referring to Epaphroditus. Paul uses the same word saying, receive him. Receive Epaphroditus, therefore, in the Lord. Uses the same terminology. Receive him in the Lord with all gladness, with all gladness, with joy, and hold such in reputation. Respect this man, Epaphroditus. Paul saying the same thing in as many words to the believers at Rome. Receive this woman the same way. Show her respect. She's deserving of your respect and your acceptance because of her service for the Lord and the church in Cenchrea. Phoebe was deserving of their respect and of their acceptance. They were to treat her as becometh saints. The word becometh. Receive her as becometh saints. That word means worthily. Receive her worthily. The word also means after a godly sort. Receive her after a godly sort. There was to be no jealousy of this woman, Phoebe. You were to receive her after a godly sort. They were to receive her as becomes saints. As you would expect Christians to behave, Paul is saying. As you would expect Christians to behave towards you, I want you to behave in the same manner towards Phoebe. She's deserving of that. They were to receive her in a godly, spiritual, and saintly way. That's the way it ought to be amongst the members of the family of God. And I think it's good when we have visitors come to our church, that we receive them warmly and openly and say, we're glad to see you. We've heard enough about people going into churches and they were never welcomed. They never received a warm welcome at all. I'm speaking to people in this past week who said they attended a certain church and they went in and they went out. Nobody welcomed them. Nobody even knew they were there. That's a sad reflection on that church. And so when we are blessed with visitors, let us welcome them openly. And indeed tell them, we're glad to see you. There's every chance and possibility. If they're looking for a church, they'll come back to the church that gives them a warm handshake and say, we're glad to see you. We're glad to have you. They'll remember that visit and they'll say, well, that's a warm church. That's a friendly church. Paul wanted the church at Rome to be a friendly church towards Phoebe. Receive her as you would saints. You receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. And so there you have acceptance. She was deserving of their acceptance. She was also deserving of their assistance. If you look there again at the verse 2, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. And that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. That ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. She was deserving of their assistance. Paul called upon the saints to give her a helping hand, if you like. The apostle in his service for the Lord had enjoyed the helping hands of others. It's Paul the apostle and Paul the missionary and Paul the preacher. He needed help. He couldn't do the work alone. And look there at the verse 3 of Romans 16, he says, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers. They helped me in Christ Jesus." Look at verse 6. "Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Mary helped me." Look at verse 9. "Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ." And so Paul had his helpers. Paul needed his helpers to carry on the work that the Lord had called him to do. He knew what it was to receive help. And he knew what it was to call upon others to help. You look there in Acts 16. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. Acts 16 and verse 9. "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us." Believer, we all need help. There's none of us is, as it were, an island. Every one of us need help at some time or another. We need a helping hand. And whenever Paul received this call for help, come over into Macedonia and help us, Paul didn't dilly-dally around, waste time. For we read, "And after he had seen the vision, immediately we," that is Paul and Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, "we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them." Come over and help us, Paul. And immediately we endeavored to go. So it ought to be amongst Christians. Paul says, "Receive her as becometh saints." And then he went on to say, "and help her." He could easily have added the words, "as becometh saints." Help her as becometh saints. And so Paul wanted the believers at Rome to show the same willingness to help in helping Phoebe, as he had sought to help others and others had helped him. And you'll notice what it says. "In whatsoever business she hath need of thee." And so whoever this woman Phoebe was, who had served the Lord so faithfully in the church in St. Crete, Paul says she will have needs. And I want you to help in those needs. And dear believer, today when we know of a brother or a sister who needs our help, who in as many words cries out, "Come over and help me," let us be like Paul and Luke and immediately go to that person's help as becometh saints. As the hymn writer penned it, "Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Whatever way we can help them. Help those who are weak, forgetting and nothing to seek. Because if we give a helping hand to God's servants and God's children and God's people, the Lord will bless us for it. There's no doubt about that. If we give the helping hand. Oh, believer, may we all have that helping hand ready to help others, as Phoebe did in the church in St. Crete, and Paul wanted her to receive the same help in the church at Rome. And then we notice that Phoebe was a dutiful servant. Paul now elaborates on why Phoebe was such a distinguished and deserving servant. For he says there in the verse 2, that ye receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for or because she had been a succorer of many and of myself also. He's obviously referring to Phoebe's work and service for the Lord in the church in Cenchrea. And there she was a succorer of many in the church in Cenchrea. And Paul says she not only helped those in the church in Cenchrea, she helped me also. She didn't have, as some folk refer to it, as tunnel vision. She saw the needs in her own church, but she saw the needs outside her own church also. And whenever Paul needed help, Phoebe was there ready to give him a helping hand. She was a succorer of many. That word succorer has various meanings. The word succorer can mean encourager. Every church needs encouragers. And Phoebe was an encourager of many. The word also means to stand before, to stand beside, or to be a protector. So you can see all the meanings that are tied up in that word succorer, an encourager. Someone who would come and stand beside you in your time of need. Someone who would stand before you as a protector. Someone who would stand up for you whenever you're under attack. Someone who would stand beside you in your time of need. That's the type of person Phoebe was. And this was why Paul wanted Phoebe to be received in this way, to be received warmly, and to be shown respect. This was the outstanding feature of Phoebe's life and service. She was an encourager. And here we find Phoebe's name written in God's holy word. Now, maybe some people may think that being an encourager is not much really of a service. It's not like going to the mission field and spending 30 or 40 years in the mission field. It's not like occupying the pulpit or doing something else of a similar nature. But being an encourager must be important in the eyes of the Lord, because the Lord has recorded here in his holy book what Phoebe did. Phoebe was an encourager, and she finds her name written in the Word. And while men and women, while brethren and sisters in Christ and saints will not be called to the mission field or to some other service of that nature, we can all be encouragers. We can encourage one another. We can encourage the servants of the Lord. When we give to our missionary works and send off the gift to Spain or to Kenya or to Liberia, those gifts or those offerings, even though they're small compared to, I'm sure, other offerings, but nevertheless, they are an encouragement to those missionaries. It lets them know they're not forgotten about. Because sometimes, as we know, it's out of sight and out of mind. And when they receive a check for their work, and it comes from Port Hope Free Presbyterian Church, that's an encouragement. And believer, we can all encourage one another. That's what Phoebe did. That was her service for the Lord. That was her niche in life. She encouraged her. She stood with God's servants. She stood up with God's people. She came and stood with them. We see that she was a helper in the Lord's work. She gave that helping hand. She saw it as her duty to stand beside her brethren, her brothers and sisters. It was her duty to stand beside them. Not to stand against them or to resist them, but to stand beside them. And when necessary, to stand up for them. And Paul, remember, he said she was the succor of me also. And Paul, of course, came under attack many, many times. We know that. You only read his epistles and what Paul suffered. Well, if the word succorer means to stand up for, that's what Phoebe did for Paul. Phoebe stood up for Paul. Maybe when others were attacking him, Phoebe took her stand with God's servant and stood up for him. She encouraged him. She saw it her duty to stand up for God's people and God's servant in difficult times. And this was why Paul used that word, commend. Remember again what the word meant? I commend unto you, Phoebe. The word commend, you recall, means to stand beside. It means to stand with. And Paul commended this woman to the church at Rome, and he said, she will stand with you. You can be sure of that. She'll stand with you. No matter what happens, she'll stand with you. I commend unto you, Phoebe. And we see here how and who she encouraged. First of all, she encouraged the saints of God. That ye receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, because or for she hath been a succorer of many. Not just one or two. Not just the odd one here and there. But she was a succorer of many. Many of the saints in the church at Sincrea benefited from this woman's help and assistance. What does this show us? This shows us that Phoebe had a heart for the place. She had a heart for her church there in Sincrea. She had a heart for the place. Because that's where she served the Lord, which is a servant of the church, which is at Sincrea. She had a heart for the work there in Sincrea. Over in Psalm 69, we read there of someone else who had a heart for the house of the Lord or for the place. In Psalm 69 and verse 9. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. That's what the psalmist was saying about himself. He had a heart for the place. The zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. And we know how the disciples recalled that verse from Psalm 69. When the Lord Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, recorded there in John 2. How he went into the Lord's house, the house of prayer, and found the people there selling their cattle and they're changing their money and selling their doves, and he purged the temple. And when the disciples saw it, they remembered the words of Psalm 69. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And they said, with regard to Christ, the zeal of the Lord's house hath eaten him up. In other words, the Savior had a heart for the place. He couldn't abide seeing what was taking place in the house of God. Others in that house, others in the temple didn't care. They weren't the ones that drove out the money changers and the buyers and the sellers. They allowed the thing to go on. But the Lord cared. The zeal of the Lord's house had eaten him up. He had a heart for the place. David, on another occasion, envied the birds, the sparrows, who built their nests in the building, in the temple building. He envied them. Because they made their nests there, they made their home there. David wished that he could have made his home in the Lord's house. But he was king of Israel. He had to go to battle. He had things to attend to. But how he wished he could have made his home in the Lord's house. Why? Because he had a heart for the place. As Phoebe had a heart for the place, she had a heart for the church that's in Crea. And it was there she served the Lord, in that little church in St. Crea. That little known place. It's never talked about on the same level as the church in Galatia or Thessalonica or Ephesus or Colossae or Corinth. It was in the shadow of the church of Corinth. But it was there that Phoebe served the Lord. She had a heart for the place. She had a heart for the people. She had been a succorer of many. She had a heart for the people. I've been reading the Reverend Dunlop's book, the second book on his work in Kenya, and his new book. The first half of it deals with his own life, and then the second half deals with his experiences in Kenya. And he records there the times, the different incidents, when he was moved to tears. When he carried a young child to the hospital, pleaded with the doctor to help the child, to do something for the child. He said prior to that, when he saw the child with a fever, he thought, oh, it's just a cold or something. And the day passed, and the next morning the child was at death's door. And he rushed the child to the hospital and pleaded with the doctor to do something. And he said that night in his bed he lay and wept. He lay and wept over the state of that child and the family that that child came from. Why did he weep? Because he had a heart for the people. He had a heart for the people. Phoebe had a heart for the people. She was a succorer of many. you turn to Philippians chapter 2. We made reference to Epaphroditus. But I want us just to read these words. We, of course, studied Epaphroditus when we did our study in Philippians. But these are important words in connection with what we're dealing with today. In verse 25, Philippians 2 and verse 25, "Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants." Same as Phoebe. Your messenger ministered to you, and he ministered to me. "And he longed after you all." Why? Because he had a heart for the people. "And was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick." So he wasn't selfish. He wasn't self-centered. He was sick, but he thought about the people who were thinking about him. "And had was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful." Listen. "Receive him," just like Phoebe, "receive him therefore in the Lord, with all gladness, and hold such in reputation," look at verse 30, "because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." He was a man like Phoebe. "Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death." He had worked himself almost to death. Not regarding his life, to supply your lack. To supply your lack. You see, Epaphroditus had a heart for the people. Phoebe had a heart for the people. Our missionaries have a heart for the people that they serve. Let us have a heart for the people. Heart for one another. Be an encourager. Let us encourage one another. Let us not stand off from one another when that brother or sister is in need. But rather say, "Brother, sister, can I do anything to help? I'll give you a helping hand." That's what Phoebe did. Was she a wonderful woman? She didn't have an official position in the church. She wasn't elected to office. She was just a member of the congregation. That little work there in Sincrea. And that's how she served the Lord there. She was a succorer of many. She was an encourager. If I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody with a word or song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, then my living will not be in vain. Phoebe was a helper, a succorer of many. Not only did Phoebe help and encourage the saints of God, but she did the same for the servant of God. As we have read there, that she was a succor of many and of myself also. She encouraged the servant of God. Just as Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, Salome, and many others had ministered unto the Lord Jesus of their substance. So Phoebe had ministered unto Paul. So Phoebe had sought to encourage Paul. So Phoebe had sought to stand with Paul. She was one who stood with people. She stood up for people. She stood up for the saints and she stood up for God's servants. She encouraged God's servant by standing with him in God's service. That tells you a lot about Phoebe. It tells you that she was a thoughtful woman, kind, loving woman. And how we all need to be encouraged. You turn, please, to Deuteronomy. And we're almost through. Deuteronomy chapter 1. In Deuteronomy chapter 1. Now we read in verse 38. Joshua would soon be taking over from Moses. And in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 38, but Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him. Encourage him. Moses, you'll not be able to go into the promised land, but Joshua will. Moses, encourage him. For he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Go over to chapter 3 of Deuteronomy. And verse 28. But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him. For he shall go over before this people and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. Encourage Joshua. And this is the Lord speaking. The Lord is saying God's servant needs encouragement. And Moses knew all about the problems and the trials of leading 2 million Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years. Moses knew that Joshua needed encouragement. Turn to 2 Chronicles in chapter 35. 2 Chronicles in 35. Look at verses 1 and 2. Moreover, Josiah, godly king. Moreover, Josiah, 2 Chronicles 35, verse 1. Moreover, Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem. And they killed the Passover in the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. My, those words could have been written about Phoebe and Paul. Because she encouraged him to the service of the house of the Lord. And finally, go over to Isaiah 41. And here's something that involves us all. Just as it had involved Phoebe. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 and verse 6. And they helped every one his neighbor. And every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And he encouraged he that smootheth with the hammer, and encouraged him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. You get the picture? They all helped and encouraged one another. That's type of person Phoebe was. And let us all be Phoebes in the Lord's work, in our own churches and in our own places where God has called us to serve Him. This is our Synchrea. We don't know how many attended that church in Synchrea, but as I said, we can gather it was a small work. But see how Phoebe served the Lord there. See what she did there. She simply encouraged the believers. Stood with them, stood beside them, stood up for them. And encouraged the great apostle. And we can see from these verses, these two verses, what a valuable asset Phoebe was to the church there in Synchrea. Let us all be Phoebes. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. O Lord God and gracious Father, we thank Thee for the witness and the testimony of this woman, one of the wonderful women of the Word. O gracious God, we pray that the spirit of Phoebe will be in us all. We do thank Thee, Lord, for all here in our church who have been helpers and encouragers. But Lord, help us in the light of what we've read about Phoebe even to be more so. Lord, help us to do what we can to encourage one another, for we all have our burdens. And we all have our secret burdens. We all have our problems and our needs. And Lord, therefore, we all need encouragement. Help us, Lord, to do that, to perform that service, to carry out that work. And if we can help somebody as we go along, then our living shall not be in thee.